Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Oh, wonderful, 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 wonderful. What can I say? What else can I say? What is in my mind right now is this: an ultimate line of thinking. I must admit to you, if you make an observation of the societal structure and the way we live with government, and we have urban cities and what we have here today. And you know, we have burial today. A lot of people are being buried today, right? And I think a few babies are born, right? That would be a good view for us to have and evaluate each of these things that are happening in the human life. I in my everyday thought about humanity, the historic information that I have already have access to, amount of understanding I have about the human world. Well, you know, it is not all that complicated to understand, as I am finding out. However, the context in which I am expressing that doesn't mean it was not complicated throughout my lifetime up to this point. It is everything that is confusing, because the amount of psychological diversity that we who are born in what is called a D-anadamony, oh man, if somebody ahead of you don't have the knowledge, let's say a better knowledge of what the human world consists, let's say going from the original civilized human, because not until we know that civilization is something that came to earth at a certain time and by whom, if somebody is going to give you the crux of human existence, they better know that. Otherwise, they will be giving you flour dumpling mixed with cornmeal. Listen, I was just listening to a show on YouTube, and I don't have the names now of the host and the scholar that was invited in to do the show. But I can give you a little thought about my observation of listening, because I think I listened maybe like about 15 minutes of it or so. I think that's about how long it was. I heard just almost everything, although I was trying to do a little post to someone on YouTube at the same time. But I listen well enough, because the subject matter that was being addressed is a subject that I have interest in. Yeah, and it's one of my favorite historic subjects. Romans and Greece. Now, let me tell you what problem I have with listening to modern time scholars. They don't have the amalgamation. And when I say amalgamation, or the mixing, I mean, if you move from one country to another country, where, of course, you're going to find some variation into the country you're coming from, that societal norm and concept that you all have in common, and you come to this other country, you have to do beware. You know, you have to beware. Be aware that you have a normative way of thinking about a lot of things. If you make signs, if you're, you know, if you act in a certain kind of way in a certain context, that the people in this new country you're coming to, they are not accustomed to, you never know that somebody might knock you down because you may make certain move that they think is a scary, you know, I mean, they may think that it is a bad negative move that you're making. So you have to be aware that when you're in a different country, you need to be observant and learn the normative of how society relate to each other, right? The reason why I am saying that, it's about when we talk about BC and AD, who do you know has a knowledge of what really happened? Why we have BC and AD? It affects calendar, right? Yes. But what I'm trying to say to you is that the human as a whole, in covering all the countries on the earth, the different ways in which humanity thinks, long ago, since we've been scattered all over the place, speaking all kind of different language, well, how many countries on earth are affected by AD and Adamany anyway? I am not an expert on that. It just seems to me, though, that the kind of news that I listen to affecting different countries, it seems to me like, well, whatever type of government foreign countries compared to the one I am in the U.S. I come from Jamaica. Whatever be the government that function in different countries, they have a network of, you know, immigration. They have envoys that are stationed in each other country that, you know, make access to each country. Right? So I know that the United States is like the leading country in the world. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, man become the highest form of government. So, and the ape man invent everything that has no civilized meaning at all. Like in the United States. If any place should have peace and tranquility and free from crime, it should be the United States. It's not. There are more fierce tornadoes in the United States than any other country in the world, according to reports. Why? If you know the history of the United States, what do you know about the history of the United States? Anyway, I am talking about what we know about humanity as a whole. Because, you know, we are all under the firmament. We all are affected by the first solar calendar. We are affected in every way by civilization. Because wherever you go and people are talking, you are not in the era when there was the first hominid roaming Africa. And 1.5 million years ago, they left Africa and go up into Europe. There was no other humankind on planet Earth. Let's narrow down what I'm saying to that show I listened to not too long ago this morning. The title of the show interests me, and I just began to listen with in a very observatory way, because I have some things in my head that I suspect. Now, it was a male, and I don't think it's a white male. I think it's a Arab or somebody like that. But this was a very well-spoken host, and it's a lady, more look like a European lady, who is well-versed in history. Well, let me tell you something. Since I am African, I was born in Jamaica, and I migrate to America. And most of my people went to England, you know. My mother and father and most of my siblings, they went to the UK. And how I happened to end up in the United States, it's just F-A-T-E. It is fate that caused me to come to the United States, because I didn't have any anticipation that I would even travel out of Jamaica. I work with the Meteorological Service in Jamaica, right? I drove for them. I used to take personnel all around the parishes. Jamaica has like about, 14 parishes, I think, to the little country, with about maybe 3 million people. I don't know if it still has so many people there today. However, when I work for the Meteorological Service, there are who visit sites where they have weather instruments to gauge waterfall. There, I would carry attendance you know, all around the country to their sites. However, there is a site that is close. It's on the Palisades territory. To get over there, there's no road to get there, though. So what they do is they bring in an helicopter from the Upper Camp military, the ground where the military is, where they call Upper Camp. This, it's like maybe on a monthly basis. I don't think it was a weekly basis. Maybe every month, the helicopter would come in into the Palisades and land there, and they would pick up an attendant from the meteorological service, take this individual over to the site where they have the instruments. It so happens that one of the time, somehow, I was positioned to get a ride accompanying the attendant on the flight. And, you know, I felt so good. I mean, it's the first time I'm going to be lifted off the ground into a space carrier. And it was like an omen, you know, that time coming up, I would lift off and leave the island. But I didn't know that for reality, you know? And it was like a strange experience in this helicopter with this other two people. And I enjoy that. So, yeah, it wasn't long after that, maybe 2 years or so later, that I got a flight in a plane and lift up and left the country. All right, I'm saying to you is this, that in that little phase of what I'm saying, I get to travel to America. And the first thing on my mind that I want to do when I come to America is that I cannot read. I read on the fourth grade level. You know, but I'm a nice person. I am, you know, the good kind of Christian. I'm the good kind of Christian. People like me. Of course. Look, I don't know of anybody else that was well-liked than me. because I was very disciplined. And I think I got my discipline from my mother's demeanor. One of 11 children. You know, all of us have our own personality. But all of us were nice because my mother's demeanor did not influence anything else except children that are nice. You know, I never see her whipping any one of us. But she did not lack control over us because we assume obedience and allegiance to our mother. We didn't find it hard because she was not somebody who were given causes us to want to be stiff-necked against her leads. As far as I remember, that was nice. That was nice. Didn't have any problem with our mother at all. So I think I was like a sheep. I was like a sheep. And they did not introduce sodomy into Christianity in Jamaica. They didn't. They didn't want nobody to know that Christianity was a sodomite institution and it is not for African people. They didn't want the world to know that. And they did a good job at keeping that hide the fact about it. So I can tell that I did not pick up any clue that Christianity was a sodomite institution. I didn't pick up a clue, right? I'm glad for that because, you know, we really didn't need that. We didn't need no sodomy into our Christianity. Look. Now, I am glad for history. I'm glad for history because, you know, all of the cars and things like that and vehicle that I have been seeing when I was young and stuff. All of those things are, you know, are worn out and thrown into the dumpster. You know, just like you hardly see anybody have a car 20 years old or, you know, 30 years old, you know, so. You know, all these things come and go. Well, what is happening now to our AD and Adamani? Like I say, I didn't stand a chance with reading on a fourth grade level. So my coming to America, like I say, I didn't have any source that connects to me with an interest to travel to anywhere. However, I dealt with people in my domestication things I do and happen to be around other people. And, you know, I was affected by some of the people that I were around. That meant me well. They make suggestion to me about me traveling and what I was doing placed me in a relevant position to be qualified to travel to America. So I'm coming to America where I do not have a family member. I'm on my own. However, I was suited to be on my own because in thick and in thin, I was taking care of myself. I am psychologically independent on myself. I cannot say plenty because I never have plenty. But with any size of what I have, I can get along by myself. I keep good health and never have that kind of problem. So if I get a job, I am always on the job. I'm good worker. You can depend on me. So the first thing I did about 6 months later after I came here was get a little old car and drive to an adult. I wanted to read better. I didn't think I have very far to progress, but I wanted a little more, at least a little more, right? I thought of myself to have generally good sense of reason. Yeah. I'm not bragging about that. I'm simply just saying what I thought about myself. And I didn't think I was going to read much, much higher than fourth grade level, though, because all of my exposure that I got and stuff like that, I never, like, get back into the shaft of, making an effort to, and actually being put to the test to do better. I've never been tested. Although I submit myself to people to, like, test me, and they didn't test me. They are giving me stuff to do that I don't have a clue what to do with it. And at least three times, three different sources I try and was not successful. All right. I think what Jamaica, is not, back in the time when, back to as far as the 70s, 73, when I was still in Jamaica, it was still a very backward place, and there are people who are, have a quicker brain than I do. If it's anything about reasoning, you can talk to me because, I have something good to say. But as far as education is concerned, I needed a lot of help I was not getting, right? And it's not because I couldn't be better, but I just wasn't exposed to the help, right? But I put myself in the way. However, I began to go to adult school. I'm not afraid to tell nobody about, what my experience is, because it is good for some other people where they may be exposed to my experience too. They probably would do well if they say, oh my God, listen, that must be me, and stuff like that. It's good to hear some other people experience, while you feel like you are the worst, when you find other people worse than you. However, I wanted to get a little more reading to understand the world around me. And, I can only say what a lot of other people say. You think that the Lord is watching over you. A lot of people feel that way. That the Lord, we always sing about the Lord watches over us, something like that. And here I am today. Here I am today. Learn to read a little better. And that puts me in a position where I am a challenger of what I discern to be evil, because I am not a person of evil. You see what I mean? I'm not a person who want evil in me or around me. All right. Now, you can call me an iconoclast too, because I am connected by issues of the past that still remains in the present. You know, the present, as I see it, is always revolving like the hurt is revolving. On its, what they call it? It is revolving on its, whatever they call it. All right. Okay. I'm thinking whether or not to say I am in a precarious position. Uncertain, unreliable, unsure, unpredictable, undependable. I cannot say that. I can't use this word, precarious. Those words, of those definitions to precarious, I don't think they all had up to precarious in the context that I see myself today. Because I am not living off ideas that cannot be proven. I don't count history as mythical. It's not mythology I live after. I live after history. And history is about things. Person, place, or things. But history is not mythology. Because myth is not true. Now let me see. What is myth? A traditional story, especially one concerning early history of a people. And look, I object to that. I object to that. I object to that. How to pronounce myth? Myths, mythical, create a. T-U-R-E-S, creators, mythical creators, folk tale, what is folk tale? A story originating in popular culture, typically passed on. by word of mouth. Folk tale. I'm not sure. I want to come back to what I was saying. But I want some. Let's see here. It's not going well here. Let's see. You know, since we have hate, man, white people come in and revise words and meaning of things, if you can't get a prehistoric source, you're dead like a dog. MYTS. All right, myth. Okay. Traditional story originating in pre literature. Society dealing with supernatural beings. Myth. All right. So that is one of the word, what is, that is one of the word, myth, right? But, so what is history? You call myth. And sometimes they call, talk about empty myths. Folk tale. What about legend? L-E-G-E-N-D, legend. No. Legend, meaning? A traditional story. Something popularly regarded as historical, but unauthenticated, right? So if you talk about Christianity, right? Christianity?
Christianity.
Christianity. All right. Look at this word, Christianity. The religion based on a person and teaching of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, what is this a fact? Now, you live in a world like this one here now, where you read this. It's a homosexual thing, but these white people turn Christianity like it is something of the BC era there. Christianity is not anything of BC era, you know? So what I'm trying to tell you that these white people who did not speak a language 3.5 million years. They go up from Africa into Europe, and now they come around to tell us, run the world, and tell us that the Christianity that they invented as fucking ass culture, we must take it like it is something normative. How can we turn a civilized world into Christianity? Can somebody tell me that? I want to revert back to what I was saying about why I and how I happen to come to America. It is so that I develop into being somebody of a character that holds to what I find civilized person. And what is civilization? CIVILIZATION. Civilization. Listen again. According to history, the world history textbook, in both in world history and Sumerian history, civilization came about by the Elohim gods when they came to earth. Because when they came to earth, there was only humanoids up in Europe. Civilization, the stage of human, social, and cultural development. Now, did the white people ever develop into a civilization? Did they? What did they produce as a civilized people? What? You see what I mean? To move our calendar off of us, we cannot afford that. We cannot afford white people to come and what you call it now, we cannot afford sodomite people to take over our hemisphere. Because what they do is remove civilized things out of their place and want their sodomite way of life to take control of human entities. Can't afford that. Thousands of years, kings rule the world. And the reason why white sodomite people get a chance to be who they are today is not because of their uncivilized life. They did not become anyway civilized. They make stone tools and light a fire. Now, examine what happened to them in Europe, and you will find out. Can't afford for them to take control over our territory, use words and all kind of stuff that they decided that, okay, that's what gonna rule now. We can't afford that, you know, because they put us in the way of destruction, that when the gods are going to send wind to destroy what they don't want to see, we get caught up into it. When we have already been told that we have a civilization to live by, and that there is the emergence of civilization set up, not for them, not for white people. Civilization is not set up for white people. They are what you call Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya culture, a sodomite culture. No, it cannot stand. It just cannot stand. I mean, we will have to pray and ask the God to, like, light them a fire and burn them. But they have no right to rule anywhere but up in Europe. They must go. Our resolution. God can take care of it. Civilization is not for white people. They are on a fucking culture. You don't understand that. You don't understand that. You don't see when this EF5 tornado out there at work. You ever see him? Now, you know, you can sit around, talk about those people who were killed in tornadoes, right? And all of a sudden, you don't remember them no more. Them dead and gone, right? But the act of tornadoes are not over with. And those are the wrath of the gods. You don't want to respect the gods, but the gods are not asking you to respect them, because when they plan the weather system and plan the existence of the earth and which part of the earth must go underneath the water, there's nothing you can do about that. But they are the ones with the power that sustain the earth and the life on it. And to understand human existence is to understand the world history that tell us about it. And don't follow these honest white people who gonna talk all kind of mumbo jumbo about myths and mythology about humanity. You don't know when it's real, a record of the past. Now you're gonna tell me that myth is a record of the past? Is myth a record of the past? If you say yes, you can't say no at the same time. You see, if you want these, it is proven that these white people are nothing more than, you know, uncivilized half-human beings. That's what they are. And as good as you see they look, they don't look like people who fuck out us all. They don't look like that. They look well-dressed. But look, they are carrying the culture of fucking ass 3.5 million years. If you really want to know the truth, that's what is in the World History textbook. Mixing up reality with no reality don't really get us civilization. It don't equal. No, I'm looking into dictionary and looking at Google, and what they are saying is real. So when it is not real, when they can tell you that Christianity is as good as civilization, now, you know, that's being buried alive. That's being buried alive, you know? So you're actually looking at people who have a corrupt spirit inside of them, and that spirit inside of them use their body to corrupt the human entity, right? Because these white people, when you really look at the spiritual part of them, it is their body. Their body is the object of pleasure and everything else. And whether you have money or not, it is their body that counts. The parts of sexual pleasure. And whereas life is being created, and these lives that are created is nothing more than about your lower excrement. Okay? It's about sex. It's about pleasure. That's what the church is all about. But you don't know, and all those lies in the Bible that is told about African people, not them. We don't allow that. We do not allow that. We don't allow that. All right. Let me come on back. To who has an ear to hear, let them hear. Because it's only our sense of reasoning is going to take us anywhere. It means that we have got to take a study of what is real records from no record at all. When we allow people like these Europeans to take charge and destroy civilization, my friend. We can't allow civilization to be destroyed, you know. There's no way arguing about that. Civilization is a series of turns. Listen to this. A series of turn-based strategy, video games. First released in 1991, Sid Meier developed the first game of the series and has had creative input for most of the rest, and his name is usually included in the formal title. These games, such as Sid Meier's Civilization. You see what I mean? So, whereas civilization never exists, when these hominids went up into Europe, there was no civility. They make stone tools. That's it. We have the Stone Age. And you want us to, like, know sense? You want for us to make no sense of civilization whilst people are making videos and all kind of plays and demean civilization? Nobody don't say nothing. Nobody not saying anything. You spoil up civilization and you turn us into dogs, cats, pigs, and everything. Because nobody really understand words enough to maintain a civilized world. Communicate and do things orderly. No. It is what in history is given to us. Kingship. But these sodomites don't want no kingship. They want their sodomite shit to rule instead of civilization, you know, see. The world cannot afford for sodomites want to destroy Lot and his two visitors. You read that in the Bible, Genesis 19. And here we have them as government. No. No. Is that the reason why I came from Jamaica to America? That is beyond me, because I don't have any sense about myself, except since I became conscious of myself and know right from wrong. Now, whatever become a reality in my brain, it's not up to me to say, you know, I did not endowed myself. But what is right is right. What is wrong is wrong. And it means I don't see a human being to stand up in front of what I perceive is right. All of my analysis and observation say this is right. And if I see the entire world wrong, it has to be wrong. Not unless you can prove that it is wrong, then I don't have anything to change at all. And if indeed my words invoke the wrath of the gods to destroy these sodomites, that's what they will do. Because they don't care about the principalities of the gods, because they well know, Cicero saith, everything that they are comes by the gods. And you look in the world, it's a textbook on its side. We are told that the African hybrid people are the only people that makes civilization of mankind. The gods give us the science to build civilization. It don't include white people. It just do not include white people who are Cro-Magnon crossbreed. I mean, these defile, insane, and their mind is doesn't have cerebellum. They don't have that brain with the spirit of the gods in them. So they are going to kill, and they're going to like do all kind of a fuckeries, right? And call the world the sodomite planet. That's what they want to do. I'm saying, oh no, Lord, we are not going to make it there at all. We're not going there. We don't want there. As long as we are awakened and know better, we cannot sing the praises of sodomite people who clearly have no order, no right to extend themselves into our territory and take control. We still have the gods with us. Sodomite, Kinbati, white people, them behaving like they are the civilized people now. Where is your animal coat skin that you wear? You don't wear that no more because what? That was not civilized. Now they're going to decorate themselves into all kinds of fabrics. You see? I see some pictures that these white people have taken the clothing, the apparel, the design of African people and make it their own. You see? And their intention is to be just like the great apes. That's their intention. That's what white people intention is. They want it to be that way. Now, if you look at their military, it is the military of the Roman king in Rome. But they I've overthrown the king. There was nobody else on earth able to overthrow a king unless it is these crossbreed human predators. It's nobody but them. There was nobody else around to do it. It's them. And the records show that they are the ones that did it. And they are so powerful that they are able to stop kingship government that is now given into the hands of the hybrid people to rule the world. Whatever happened, this is the outcome that we have. Clear that these white people, they have no creation of civilization. They were not created with civilization. They are adopting some civilization. And they do it by sexual means. So they get lucky. Their luck does not convert into a birth civilized child. It's a lot of evil that spring up into these crossbreedings that will never conform to the first anatomic humans. Only thing I can do is to repel and to invoke the good gods that we need to get rid of these people. We need to get rid of them altogether. Whatever happened in the past, now we must learn from the past. Learn the times 100,000 years before we migrate into the other part of the world. Something happened and destroyed who we were. Now we need to relearn who we were and know how to protect what keeps us civilized. We go through the stages of the end of the Neolithic Age. And at that time, there was no metal work. We are in the second half of 200,000 years. And up to 4,000 BC, we do not have any metal work. And so we know at 4,000 BC, the white people up in Europe are making stone tools. We know that for sure. Well, if we don't have anything else that is connected to what we're talking about, well, you don't have anything. There is nothing. So you got to use what you have. Well, what we have is what we have. These white people are making stone tools. You know that? Right? Because they cannot invent anything. And even if at this time they were able to talk to crossbreeding, they still don't have the ability to do anything like turning copper, it says copper was the first metal to be used in making tools, right? This is talking about in our time. And our other kind of mankind, the ape-like, are over in Europe. 1.5 million years ago. So they are up there. And we have been developing 200,000 years ago. So we are in the second half now of the 200,000 years. And we are now going into the outer world, out of Africa, and settle down using our intelligent intellect, because we are a talking species of the gods and the sapiens. You see, and that's what the world is during this time. Okay? The point is, it is the standard history of humanity. That's what counts. You can't usurp it. Nobody with no idea about them, a prophet and all that. Those things are civilized thinking. And we are into trouble now, because we are no longer holding to the principle and discipline of civilization. What good do you think human life is if we do not? What good you see is that people are going to use life to do anything they want, my friends. It goes down the drain. I'm saying, if you have something, why you allow me to pluck it away from you? And then you have nothing to maintain your life. You don't allow that. We cannot allow these white people to come in and behave like they had what we have long ago, when all they had was nothing but animal skin, stone tools. That's what they had. They didn't have anything else. And the life that they had inside of them, they have a brain with some insight and stuff like that, and they can see things and think of what they can do with what they see, and that's where they are. But we were created in South Africa, civilized. You understand? Today, we are not behaving like we were created civilized. But the history shows they were not evolved civilized. Therefore, they are excluded to this day in this world history textbook, National Geographic, for 2004 edition. 2004 publication, edition 2. And it is telling us about the end of the Neolithic age. And think about who the World History Textbook is talking about. Between 4000 and 3000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. What else do you have to say? Where are the white people at that time in 4000? What were they doing? Of course, they were talking at that time and making mischief. But coming down into the Bronze Age, of course, we can see we have some criminals doing all kinds of stuff, destroying what we were creating. Who are those? There's nobody else but these sodomites. You see what I mean? Who began to talk? You see, they didn't begin to talk in their time, but on our time, they come now and interfere, and then they come and do the sex stuff. People who were not able to defend themselves And that's how they began to talk. Since the World History textbook still extant with this information, what are we supposed to do with it? Read the Bible and believe in Jesus? And don't know what we are believing? When are we going to read and understand and bring ourselves back in line with civilization? It tells you about the Bronze Age. And it tells you who consists of the things brought about in the Bronze Age. You don't see Europe take, they don't take responsibility for making nothing in the Bronze Age. They have to admit, because of irrefutable fact, that the Sumerians over the, in Mesopotamia, they don't want to admit that the gods started civilization over in South Africa. They don't want to acknowledge the God, period, because they want to become gods. It's written in this World History textbook that they call them their emperor gods. Yes, but their emperor god were the Inquisition and the Crusades. Do you know who those are? It's too depressing that we have information to be guided by, and we allow these fucking ass white people who don't have no sense about civilization adapting our ways, using our character and riding us like they are on a horse. The power is in the knowledge, and we don't have the knowledge. They will fuck your ass because that's all they want. Don't you see? You see? You don't know what sex is. It brings forth life. You cannot afford for people to be jumping in their soul and jump into creation as well. You can't do that. It tells us about the Bronze Age. They are not included. It tells you about the places where these things began to happen first. Taken out of the little villages, we are now into, by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. Emergence of civilization. Then, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life they follow. African people, are you following your way of life? Are you allowing these 3.5 million years mute, hominid, control your fate and your destiny? Tells us exactly about civilized people. They're not in Europe. Where these Cro-Magnon man come from, and these modern time scholars, where they come from? They are not African hybrid ethnic group at all. Why? We don't know why. Why? The rise of cities. Who give it to them? Who give it to the faggots? Fade into the darkness. The rise of cities. Who give it to them? Who give them government? Africa give them government? to have control and split up our land among themselves. I read in prehistory that the gods, they who lived on earth and interbreed with the humans they create, they didn't interbreed with the faggots them. Okay? They didn't. They established government that they brought the system from their homeland, Nibiru, heaven, 10th planet in the solar system. They brought it, and it says, lowered the kingdom down to earth. These faggot people are preaching and talking about kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. Where they get it from? They didn't get it all of the 3.5 million years they were out there developing in Africa and then in Europe, 1.5 million years ago. But they are using civilized language and communication that don't belong to them and controlling us with it. Going to work, because there is going to be brimstone and fire here. You see what I mean? The growth of government. Where these sodomites get government from? When it is clear, why are we behaving like we don't know what the Inquisition was, what they were for? And if you read it, it's like you don't know. I understand that our brain is damaged and stuff like that. But what about those of us who have some little sense at all? I am one of who, happen to have a little sense out of the batch of us. And you mean, when I talk about it, is that too many of my people are, you know, one loving Jesus, because they don't know whether Jesus is talking or not, or whether Jesus exists to them. They believe it anyway. You know, so that's a state of mind where it's not going to work. You're not going to get anywhere because your brain is too damaged and, you're a casualty. But for those who are able to, like, see and maneuver themselves, yeah, it's for us to do that, because only that is going to make us the people that we are supposed to be. And we don't have to, like, make a fist to beat these people up or get some guns. I mean, although we are the ones who made these weapons, but we never use it to kill people. They are using what we have made to kill us. That's what they're doing. You see, we have what is called, constitution. This constitution is a faggot instrument. Homosexual instrument. All you hear they're talking about in the capital, in the capital, and what happened on January 6th, and the things that they are talking. You notice it belongs to them. It's they're the ones who are doing it to themselves. You don't see that. And you have our people who's helping them, talking like they are white people too. We will never get out of this. So the gods need to destroy a lot of us. Really? Because once your brain, your spirit is spoiled, you don't deserve nothing. You see, because it doesn't matter how you're going to dress up and carry on and stuff like that. That you don't value anything. Because you're a spirit being. Your body is not good for anything else besides when you are alive and well and can do things. And when you're alive and well, healthy, and you make yourself a polluted person, your spirit is not good for anything. So what do you expect? Judgment on you, that your spirit is going to burn up into nothing. Be someone in your lifetime. Be who you really are. Do not allow other people to destroy your spirit. And therefore, we are given these things to learn them and to know them. Know what kind of spirit is inside of you. The role of religion, which is the way of life. Today you go out there and these sodomites are calling church religion. It's not. And therefore, they are able to break down completely the meaning of civilization. You see? So if we allow them to use corrupt commerce to destroy spiritual civilization of the African people, is our fault. Can't fault the gods. We must correct the problem. The role of religion. And remember now what we just read about what happened coming out of the Neolithic age down into the Bronze Age and what started in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, and this new pattern of life that we have. Here it picks up concerning us and the way we live, you know, leave these sodomites out of it. We are independent to live our lives. And Africa give over civilization to sodomite fucking ass people, them. The one them in Genesis 19, where they mock the African people, right? And tell you how all of them in the city come down upon Lot, and how they want these two visitors to fuck their asshole, and we have the Bible, they are clutching on our arms like it's the word of God, right? Important religious developments characterize the new urban civilization. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. And then we go into the new social structure. We don't have no fucking honest white people into this system that I'm reading about. Okay? We allow them to take control. Africa over there, full up a Christian. Africa, full up a Christian. We gone. But hey, look, you are responsible for yourself. And so do I. And you know what? The heaven declare the glory of the gods, and the firmament churches on the world. And you know what? I am very convinced that they are listening to any one of us whose spirit honor their words left on record for us to know. Follow it. We have everything, every power inside of us to reject sodomite rule. We have everything to our disposal to reject. And when they are at the peak of their bloom, that's when the gods put the foot to the pedal and totally drive them out of existence, because they want the world for themselves. For no other reason but to turn you into fucking assholes. If you don't want to understand that, it's up to you. But I leave it all to the gods, you see. I tell you, while I was listening to the program today, I listened to this lady, you know, and I have found something out about this AD Anadamani system. Africa handed over government to these sodomite white people. That's the conclusion I have come to, the history that I'm reading. These people were not able to overthrow a king of Africa and talk all kind of mumble-jumble foolishness unless you are going to sit down and talk about this in a sane, civilized way. They will not be brought to justice. So the justice is, we just need to know who these people, sodomite people, are and why they are a part of our lives. And know where our people done wrong and got us affected. And learn how to get ourselves cleansed. Okay? And come back on the right track. These people got to go because they are never, ever going to be civilized. But our position is one that it has all the power to drive them back to where they come from. But as long as we allow them space, nothing is going to be corrected at all. We have got to take our right position. All right? When I listen to what this presenter said about Romans and Greece, the host of the show asks a specific question about were Romans white? The presenter response was like, it's a difficult thing to explain. And I look and say, oh, you know what I mean? This is really what's been causing the problem. Because you have a person who is so well learned that they can come on a program, gladly receive, and will talk and say things that people want to know the truth about, and they cannot deliver that truth. And that's what I listened to today. Saying something and make a detour with what they say. It amounts to that, I don't know. But it's not saying that. This presenter today, unable to tell whether yes or no, were they? Say yes or no. It's difficult. What do you mean it's difficult? Where you learn it from? It's a history, right? Why can't you tell? Well, I want to close off that in saying to you, when I was listening to that today, I was responding to one of the posters and telling that, you know, we are never going to get the real answer from these people. You see, because I noticed that on quite a few of so-called historian on YouTube. And when they talk about Romans, I mean, when somebody is telling you about Roman in action and can't tell you where the Romans come from, why do we listen to that? You don't listen to that. Because you have to know when somebody is telling you solving a problem or creating more problems. Now, what I wrote and tell this person is that I have found out, and I'm saying it to you too, right? It is better when an individual become independent enough to approach the right historic source and read it for yourself. And I wrote down in the World History textbook, National Geographic, the year published and the edition, and gave it right there. It's on YouTube. Anybody can see it. Unless I say, as I discover, you got to go, let's say, to chapter one of this World History textbook, to the 31st of the chapter. Chapter 1 to page 31. Chapter 1, page 21 to page 31. You get it? That's right. Chapter 1, the title is The First Humans. A lot of people don't seem to read the preface pages. But the preface pages is the place where you really get a sense of the whole picture of humanity. And after you get that, you have got to have a historical broad-based understanding from there on. If this is the real history about mankind, and you don't have anything else to trumpet, go and rule the world with it, because there is no other truth but it. So, oh, you're going to build on that now? It's all up to what you find, what you understand. If you understand it, you're going to go on from here and develop your own good sense, your knowledge of real history about mankind like yourself. But here it makes distinction between two species of the human and the subgroup of the species. It tells you the name of them. And that's what I wrote and gave it to this other person who is hybrid ethnic individual. But we're not going to learn anything here when it comes to these kinds of information about Romans. And we're not going to find out, because when I read and found out, now there's a video up there that someone had a conversation with me about the Romans, and I tell the story historically as I read it. And there are people I see swam down on the video. They don't know anything at all to, let's say, shed real light. Some of them make excuses about, oh, you know, I don't provide, real source in real time, all kind of foolishness they're talking. But when I go and I write a reply and open up the gate for them to really explain what they think is wrong, they don't have anything to say. One of these poster, with an opposite view of what I'm saying, began to say, oh, you know, oh, geez, man, you know, you're not at work writing an email to your boss or something like that. You know, I mean, like, I'm going above and beyond what I'm supposed to be, you know. No, like, somebody telling me that now, when there is nothing I observe wrong with what I said, but this person doesn't have what it takes to make a challenging difference. You see, based on the argument that is being raised. Because why should we talk all kind of foolishness all day long and don't say what the thing is? Person who wants to know, to affect the spirit inside of them, they will hold on to exactly what they have learned, because we have a spirit inside of us and we are dealing with words. You can't slap somebody down and resolve the problem. You have to think about it. And it's the words that we are using. You know, we're not going to get it any better than it's the words. So, my friends, listen. I intend my friends, I intend to tell what I see. I'm going to hold on to what I see, the truth is. And right now, I am going to go to a next segment. I can only offer now a little interlude. I don't have a lot of time to play much of a music, but I want to play a little tune that has just like 2 minutes or so. Let's see what is here. Okay, this is okay. Stardust. It's just 3 minutes or so. All right. I think I can hold with this. All right. Stardust, not King Cole.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Okay. All right, we are back. Okay. Now, my friends, listen. It takes a lot. It takes your entire sense of interest to be able to get familiar with words and issues. When you get to that level of understanding words and issues that you deal with, and you understand to hold your thoughts in context with the issues and the words that you're using, until you're able to do that, you won't be able to let the energy that you have grasped affect your inner soul. You can't. And you're left up to what we is going to take a long time for us to understand. We are not doing is caused by the lack of our interest to put words and issues together the contextual way, so that you want to reach somewhere. And you can only get there by the means, like you need gas in the car, right? You got to put gas in the car. And whatever else you need. Well, we want to grow beyond foolishness. And foolishness lies in A.D. Anno Domini, in the Bible, in Christianity. That's where foolishness lies. Once we don't understand what the white people did when they say they're changing calendar and they have their emperor and all this kind of stuff, they make laws to kill us. 1220 AD is still their law to kill us. What did we do, these, you know, fucking idiots? Fuck us all. I'm talking about they have government to control the world. What did we do them? We don't do them nothing. What do we owe them when we are paying them taxes? Pay for this and pay for that. Simply because we cannot tell them to look, we are hybrids created by the gods. We have a history and we have a calendar that governs us. Get your fucking hate like self out of our territory. That's what we must tell them. You can't afford to tell them? Well, they can afford to take every drop your drawers off and fuck your ass. Because you cannot afford to tell them the truth. In the world, it's the textbook. Look how long it's in there. What happened to our ancestors? They didn't know nothing about that either, right? And this is the reason why we are suffering here today. Listen, we have too much foolishness that we are dealing with that, you know, every day that the good Lord send and we wake up, we have the opportunity to learn the truth and let the truth be the sword. Blunt Bible lies. Imagine about blunt Bible lies that we are sucking up every day and praising Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ never existed. And prior to Jesus Christ, in the Bible, was Adam and Eve. It's a blunt Bible lie that we're reading. Genesis 1, creation. Adam and Eve, Jesus. Wise men, star. Isaiah 9, 6 to 7. What does this have to tell us? Fact, Elohim taught civilized hybrid Homo sapien science. That's what they teach us. In fact, here, what I wrote here seems like I stepped over something. The fact is, Elohim taught civilized hybrid wise sapien science. We are not Homo sapien at all. All right. It's one of the anomaly that the white people have domineering us because they want us to think that we have prefix Homo. We are not Homo sapien at all. It's what I took the name down of this guy who began to name things. Since they begin to talk, right? They weren't talking before, but now they're talking. They want to label African people with all kind of foolishness. If we cannot go by what the approved history tells us, it won't make any sense. We won't make any sense. Yeah, so we are taught civilized hybrid, wise, we are wise, sapien, you know? Yeah. 200,000 years ago, we were taught, the Elohim taught us hybrid, wise, sapien. Science. We were taught science. We're not behaving like we were taught anything. I am flabbergasted over why billions of people read the Bible
with lies that easily discovered Mesopotamian Elohim world history. What is making people freely accept such misinformation? Well, first of all, I can tell you it is the interbreeding infestation of our blood by these man, southern apes. They cause the infestation of the white sapien species. That's what I read and why we don't have any sense today. We were not like this. You research the first 100,000 years of African people and see what you get, what kind of people we were before we come on down to the Bronze Age and where we have Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. These, to show you that white people have no place in life, civilized. It shows that the narration of civilized people and the progress that we have made did not include white people in Europe. And if you cannot see that, you're going to be a sodomite. Because the narrative is very clear, comes to the urban civilization. There was no place at all that we know today as European countries. Mesopotamia is not European, right? And it is in Mesopotamia the first established civilized urban. Mesopotamia is the first. And Mesopotamia is close to the heart of the commander of Earth, Enlil. Okay? These white people don't have nothing to do with it, you know, and it is simple because we just draw back and afraid of them with weapons and everything like that. We don't know the way to retain power. Gun and everything like that is all we need. No, I mean, you think of the kind of stuff that the gods are constantly supplying on the earth. Rain, the sun, earthquake, tornado, hurricane. And you take those things for granted. These white people don't have no attachment to it. Because when you read about the gods and what they do on earth, they are connected to the atmosphere. And we are connected to them because it actually tells you that what is taught, to us, in religion, the role of religion, the important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilization. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. God and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. The workings of the forces of nature, what do you suppose that is? We don't belong to these white people. I am going to tell you anytime we all come to the realization that we are lost, we need to get ourselves back into the knowledge. It's not a matter of putting on better clothes or go into a different house or nothing like that. It's what you're thinking. It's what the power is inside of you, what's going on inside of you. And so, I'm telling you this. It is Mesopotamia. White people don't have anything to do with us. And at the rate we are going right now, none of us seem to understand. You're reading, but you're not understanding. What belongs to us, you take it and give it to these people because our brain is all messed up. But my friend, see if you can see the light and follow it. I am flabbergasted over why billions of people read the Bible with lies that easily discovered. And especially if they read the Sumerian, Mesopotamian Elohim world history. If you read that, read the National Geographic, the preface pages that tells you fundamental things about human beginning. Read that and see what you find. Because it, just as you read Bible on about Adam and Eve, the beginning in the garden and stuff like that, you don't read it and find some problem with that? Faith cannot be true. Where God is saying it is very good that he make Adam and Eve, but he don't take no time attacking serpent, come and mash up everything. You don't find a problem that God they will attack. No make no sense. Because he tell them they would die if they ate the fruit. What they found out is that they were naked. It's not an inspired word of God that you're reading about Adam and Eve. Because Adam and Eve only come in one history. Bible is not telling you history. You don't know how these white people come to talk and where and what they have done to be doing what they're doing. And let's go into the world history textbook. National Geographic, 2004 publication. And edition 2. And read the first chapter, the 21st page, page 21st, read it through to this and to 31 page, and you'll get a good sense of the beginning of mankind. Not a Bible. Oh, all right. So it goes on to say, What's making people freely accept such misinformation? Can you tell? Yeah, I am coming. Yeah, what is making people freely accept such misinformation? Our head is not right. You can read when you go to school, you read when you go to your work, but when you go to pick up the Bible in your meditation and stuff like that, you're reading things that and assuming certain things from what you read. And you have an impression that you know what it is talking about.
And therefore, if it's taking you off into, like, it's not making any sense, you just think it's the word of God. You can't find a fault with it. And you keep on reading and believe what it says. But this is the problem. In my growing up, I have always had certain problem, but then those problems vanish because I believe. And therefore, the content of what I am reading is not, I am not facing the fact of what being said because my belief excuses the fact and causes me to just accept whatever it is. And that's where we fail to be edified with words, even when it is the Bible. We don't think that the Bible can be wrong, but the Bible is more than just wrong. It is a sodomite book. That's it. Because there is no Haddam in the Bible that is true. If you find the fact in there, well, you can say it is true, but is what you're assuming to be true. And the Bible tells you that, hey, the reason why you're understanding the Bible so good is because your mind is unnatural. Now, you come and prove to me that your mind can be unnatural and you read it better expertly more than anybody else. Can you prove that? You will never prove that because it's not true. What is making people freely accept such misinformation, misrepresent certified historic written certified history? I think that's what this meant to say here. Mystery, certified history, written by the unnatural transformation hominids, ape, human. Yeah, that, he says, what is making people freely accept such misinformation that misrepresent certified history? Certified history. Misinformation. He says, what is making people freely accept such misinformation that misrepresent certified history? Is BECAUSE is because written by the unnatural transformation, written by unnatural transformed hominid ape man that crossbreed with the hybrid ethnic people of Africa. You see, that Bible that we are reading, we are not understanding what it is saying because we are not making contact with the words them that we are reading, right? When they tell you to believe, believe. You're reading the word believe like, I mean, so long, many years. In church, you're reading the word belief, and you never come into the reality of what belief is in actuality. No, you don't get to examine it. And you believe everything it is saying, and you regard the Bible as a word of God and everything like that, because you don't get a chance to understand the effect of even your birth certificate. Although you believe that the birth certificate is good. But when you're reading history, it's different from what you're reading in the Bible. What you're reading in the Bible is not history. So the Bible is not on the level of value as your birth certificate, because your birth certificate is registered. It's by what you call a government service that do that for the citizen. A register archives. But there's nothing in the Bible archives. Nothing at all. What you talk about prophecy, Isaiah and prophesy about Jesus, there is not even the dust of what you're reading in the Bible as prophecy. And you may think that prophecy fulfilled, which I would like to see a prophecy that is fulfilled concerning Jesus Christ. Show me one. I can show you quite a few prophecies where Jesus himself involved. I can think of three scriptures right now. St. John 17, 1 through 5 is one place where Jesus is involved with lying. And I didn't know it all along. Another scripture where Jesus is lying is in St. Matthew 10, 34 through 38. I think right there too, there's another place where Jesus said, "Think not that I am come to send peace, but a sword, and turn people against people and all that kind of thing." And you must love him more than you love anybody else. It is a delusion to drag you into belief in Jesus Christ like it is a realistic thing when it is not. You know, why would Jesus be speaking something contrary to Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, where it says he should become a king, he should be Prince of Peace, he should be called Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. He should be a prince, he should be a government. He should be a king sitting on a throne. None of those things don't happen. I mean, nothing was written in the prophecy that he should be arrested and be put on a cross. But appear that they have in the New Testament, like that was what the prophet prophesied. Prophesied nothing of that kind. That means it's not a prophecy. Because if it is the holy word of God and it's prophecy concerning a new things that God is doing in the world with human beings, it couldn't be wrong. It's wrong to tell. 2020 years ago now. And that has not been fulfilled. They have all the lights packed up in the New Testament that we have been reading and praising God, hallelujah, for all this long time. And you mean none of our generation find out that is a lie. Right? St. John 6, 15 is another place where lies in written there are about Jesus. And that is Jesus, it says, went up into a mountain and hide when he was supposed to be made king, as the prophecy says by Isaiah. And Jesus did not want to become king. These white people were produced the Bible. If you really read and get to find out, you will know that what you think is the holy word of God is just homosexuals' desire and will and ways that you're reading. You see, and when you read about read about God, you know what I mean? God is just a sodomite character, like Jesus is a sodomite character. It's a fact. Because when they talk about God tell Abraham to go offer a sacrifice of his son and all that. Lie. And with many other people,
They're writing a whole bunch of lies about God. The white people, them, and, you know, for them, Jesus, church, and salvation, and stuff. And no gusto, man. All right? Now, so why we are affected by the Bible with its stories in there, I don't know. It's because our mind is damaged from long ago. And if we don't get an understanding to understand all these things, we are going to die and perish. No joke about that. All right. So it goes on. So I tell you, it's the reason why these white people are apes, and they don't have anything to redeem themselves. They are never going to be redeemed. And this, you know, lucky thing that they get into breed our ancestors with blood that make them have children and make them talk, and they come right over into our civilized institution that the God set up, and learn to read and learn skills and everything like that. And now, with the knowledge they have, they are a big challenge to us who just beginning to find out, because a lot of us begin to find out, but we have a lot to learn, a lot of education that we need to really understand what happened. Okay? So this is what is going on. But any portion that you understand, it is very important that we understand the basic foundation of where things started to go wrong. Then we can trace the whole thing. But when somebody starts in the middle of the story, and the what is set as false, you will build on what is false. You don't want to build on what is false because you won't be making it at all. You want to know where things began to go wrong from. And one of the places, like I say, we are created, in fact, in history, 200,000 years ago, it's not millennia before that. Okay? It's not millions and millions of years before that. It's 200,000 years ago. That's not a million years yet, right? We are in Europe 1.5 million years ago. So they are there even before the gods came to earth and stuff like that. We need to go where things start. Otherwise, we are lost. No joke about that. Because we don't worth anything. Our creation don't worth anything more than the spirit of the blood of the gods. You know, I mean, African West Indian people always seen ghosts, right, of people when they die. So the proof, do you hear of white people ghosts? I don't hear anybody talk about white people ghosts. Think about that. White people have ghosts? You see, a point to understand is that we are hybrid, made up of two different blood, and the gods, they have an immortal spirit, you see, and when they put their blood inside of us, we have immortality inside of us as well. But it's just that they don't give us longevity to live forever and ever like they do, right? But we have their spirit inside of us. And clearly, I see it as an affirmative that, oh, we have ghosts all over the place. And maybe, and in America here too, they talk about a lot of haunted house in America here. And that don't come from white people. That don't come from white people. It come from the slaves. they are hybrid. Okay? All right. Now, my friends, it come on to, it is heavily depressing when you find out the kind of a calamity we are in. It is depressing. You can only make up your mind to find out, you see what I mean? And know that you can't hold on to belief in anything. You have to get to know something about it in substance. You see what I mean? When you think you have a lot of substance, believing what they're telling you in the Bible, you think you have a lot of substance, but you don't have anything. You have delusion. All right, so it goes on. My finding
of why it happens comes down to this picture. All went well for the fledgling hybrid ethnic people. The first 100,000 years, they were perfectly well kept. However, history accounts that some of these people began to migrate from Africa to settle in the outer landscape. It was when some of these people ran into man, predators, and some sexually crossbreeding. Some sexual crossbreeding. And some sexual crossbreeding occurred. A head-on clash between two opposite species, namely a hominid and B. wise sapien. The result is a world that become filled with diminished perception and sound reasoning. We become diminished. A surprising level of insanity. Civilized humans with Elohim's blood get mixed with the uncivilized hip human, rhesus blood. Their top wit only make stone tools and a fire. Other than that, everything they have today have been by criminal predator acts. My friends, that's what I have to tell you today. And I hope that all go well. And let's see here. Think of the day when fraudulently invaded our territory. You can see they didn't mean to invade one of our territories. They decided to take over all of it. Now, these people fucking ass. And none of us don't say anything about that. Don't say anything about that. Blunt Bible lies. Genesis 1 creation. Adam and Eve. Jesus. Wise men star. Isaiah 9:6-7. I say it over and over to people to look for clues. This is a prescription in the Old Testament about the belief that we have in Christianity is not true. It's hard to put that away, right? But you must respect words more than what you believe in and don't know. Because words are going to lead you to something. There was no star. Read the story that tell you about wise men following star. And you will see that it is not a true story. Right? The prescription is there, and the New Testament should have what the prescription said was Jesus' Messiah role. It is nowhere in the New Testament that Jesus become a king or not like that. I know they're talking all kind of baloney stuff, and you still believe it. Take care, and like I say, Simon and God.
Hello darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked the narrow streets of cobblestone little town. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night, and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Who said I, you do not know? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echoing the well of silence. And the people bowed and prayed. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway wall. Tenement halls,
didn't have anything.
Soul is vanity.
destruction of the poor. Is there poverty? The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. To build a better nation, clean up our creation. Fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is ill-fitting. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
Thank you.